And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are starting off this weekend a four-part series focusing on fire preparedness and prevention. Following Tuolumne County, the supervisors declaring a local fire initiative this year, making fire prevention and preparedness a top issue in the county. Joined in studio this weekend for our kickoff show with Tuolumne County Supervisor Sherry Brennan, CAO Tracy Riggs, and Liz Peterson, who is the Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. And CAO Riggs, I'll pose the next question to you. I'm hearing a lot of people concerned about fire insurance and losing fire insurance. You know, can you kind of explain what's happening here locally, and is there anything that can be done from a county perspective?
So we first began experiencing cancellation of insurance policies not too long after the Rim Fire took place. And we began engaging with the state commissioner's office, insurance commissioner's office, as well as with the insurance companies themselves on why this was taking place, what homeowners could do to help reduce the likelihood of having their policies canceled. And it's been a frustrating process. And what we're seeing as these fires have continued since 2013 is we're seeing more and more insurance carriers finding that the risk is too high and they're pulling out of California. We still are engaging with the state insurance commissioner's office. We have a new insurance commissioner. We have been working very proactively to get in and sit down with him. What we're hoping is through our board's fire initiative that we can work with them about tying together what we're doing and helping to reduce fuels and working with our homeowners to get them to come back out and be a little more proactive in looking at each of these customers rather than just issuing blanket cancellations. We've shared these cancellations at our homeowners' permission with the state insurance commissioner's office. It's frustrating that also the current commissioner was before in the state assembly, and he actually had carried some legislation regarding insurance. So we know that this is important to him. He is advocating for this, but right now there is not an answer for this. But both our state associations, CSAC and RCRC, are working on this, and I know Supervisor Brennan has been engaged in that as well.
Also, some state grants. I understand that's kind of a big part of the local process. Liz Peterson, can you tell us about some of the grant funding that's come to the county?
Yes, definitely. So we have been started with tree mortality. We've been proactive in looking for grant opportunities to really bring funding here to get some work done here in Tuolumne County. And most recently, we applied for some funding through the California Climate Investments program for fire prevention is issued by Cal Fire. We received $1.6 million for roadside brushing work, so chipping along the roadsides along 26 of our major roads here in Tuolumne County. Again, the intention is to eliminate those fuels and make them more the routes themselves be clear for fire access. And then another part of the grant is for defensible space, and we are working to formulate that program now, and that is specifically for folks, lower income folks or seniors who need to get some defensible space work done around their houses that maybe wouldn't be able to otherwise. So and then we have applied for an additional $2.4 million of more grants along the same line, and we're always looking for grant opportunities so that we can accomplish some good work on the ground. So the county definitely has been taking a proactive role alongside our other partners and our community members in trying to make this community more resilient and fire safe.
We're getting near the end of today's show. I'd like to get kind of some closing comments from the three of you, and also if there's anything else that's also important to bring up during the show. I'll start first with Supervisor Brennan.
Yeah, again, thank you, BJ, for this opportunity, because it really is important. As Ms. Peterson talked to, the county has been very proactively looking at what opportunities are out there and going after them for the last several years. And we have some tremendous partners that have been helping us with those, the Fire Safe Council, SWIFT, the different agencies. This conversation is really about an opportunity for homeowners to empower themselves to do their part on their property. We don't want to scare people, but information is powerful, and being prepared is very powerful. And so we need our community, we need our citizens to do that. They need to take the initiative, make the investment. It's a small investment in time. It's a small investment in making yourself aware. but we really have to understand, again, I said at the beginning, complacency is the enemy, and we can't afford to be complacent anymore. We have to be prepared. And so I'd like to, again, extend a tremendous thanks for the staff that is working on this, the time that and commitment that the Board of Supervisors has made in this topic, and all of our partners. And I know our public is going to step up, because I think that they understand the importance of this. And again, I'll say it one more time, we cannot afford to be complacent.
Very good points. And CAO Riggs, any other comments you'd like to bring up as we wrap up our first show in this series on fire preparedness?
One of the things I forgot to say when we're talking about insurance is, and it is very important, the state does have something. It's called the California Fair Plan. And it's kind of like our, almost like the earthquake insurance that the state has. This is the fire insurance. You cannot be denied if you go. And if you go type in California Fair Plan onto the website, you'll be able to pull that information. Or if people don't have internet, they can call us. But when they engage in that process, it is a process for insurance. You won't have the type of coverage you have. They're a private insurance carrier, but it is insurance, and you won't be turned down for that insurance. So I just want to make sure everyone knows about that.
Very good. And OES Coordinator Peterson?
Yeah, you know, I also would like to thank you for having us here and having the opportunity to speak to this very important topic. Final closing comments is that I would love to see the community really become even more engaged around this topic, and residents, but as well as other groups and agencies and homeowners associations and, you know, businesses. I would love to see this, or I think we would all love to see this really become an even larger priority here in the community, because it really is going to take all of us to develop a fire safe and resilient community.
It was a great kickoff show. Good conversation. Thank you three for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests, Supervisor Sherry Brennan, CAO Tracy Riggs, and Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll continue our four-part series focused on fire prevention and preparedness and resiliency on next weekend's Motherlode Views. We'll be joined in studio by a panel of guests focused on evacuation. Sheriff Bill Pooley will be joining us in studio. OES Coordinator Liz Peterson will be back as well. We'll also have Tarue Vanderweel, the police chief for the city of Sonora, and we're expecting also a representative from the California Highway Patrol. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll see you next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.